There comes a time when we hit a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying.
Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all.
We can't go on pretending day by day
that someone somehow will soon make a change.
We are all a part of God's great big family, and it's true, you know, love is all we need.
2015, a new year with lots of love, lots of hope, lots of good things. That's what the show is going to be about today. I'm Bobby Elias, our host. Our co-host, Evelina Molina, will be on, and we have a special guest. I'm excited. We have lots of ideas and plans for the new show, not just this week, but the next week or two on shows. We're going to continue to talk about what you can do for a better year, some thoughts of expert people about what they see happening, comments, ideas, and, of course, solutions. The song you just heard is our theme song from Quite Often. However, we do play a lot of this song. We Are the World is a great song. At the end, we're going to have Judy Garland, the old song for most of us were around. That is Somewhere Over the Rainbow. What a great song. What a great movie, et cetera, et cetera. So we have nothing but hope and love on this show. And I am so blessed to have our new co-host, Evelina Molina, who will take on an interview. To start out, we're going to have a pre-recorded segment with Maria Owl Gutierrez. She's a healer, a medical intuitive. She's going to go 20 minutes on her segment. Then Evelina will talk about some of the finer points of what you can do for a better year. And then at the end, I'm going to come on with more about the past year with the radio show, what we've had on, some of the highlights and some of the predictions, some of the thoughts. And Evelina and I will go over these back and forth with you. So thank you for calling in. Our show is on every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Tell your friends, if they don't have a laptop or computer, if you are not near one, you can hear the show on the phone I'm about to give you. The number to call to hear the show on your phone is area 712-432-7231. Let me just open up to say that we're going to really get into the two titles of the show today and over the next few weeks, and that is Let's Create a Better World. Again, I just mentioned all the things we're going to talk about: healthy aging, body, mind, spirit, health. We're going to talk about new technology, science, and how you can live longer. That's the bottom line. Live longer and live healthy in your aging years. And you have to start when you're young. That's right. All right, let's get to our first segment. It's a pre-recorded segment. Evelina Molina will be interviewing our first guest, Maria Owl Gutierrez, a medical intuitive and a healer.
Another elder walked on today, passed over the mountains, the valleys, and the plains. Without a worry of not fulfilling their dream, passing on traditions and all that they need, their vision, their dream. My elder, before you go, They lived hard lives with cultural change. Respect our elders is the way we are raised. Prayers to Grandfather, who blesses each day another elder walked on today.
My name is Abelina, and I am co-hosting Let's Create a Better World with Bobby Elias. Today, we will be interviewing Maria Owl Gutierrez, who is a healer, clairvoyant medium, and a medical intuitive who works with nature to invoke healing. Maria Owl, welcome to Let's Create a Better World.
Thank you so much.
Let's begin by asking you to share about your journey that brought you to the awareness that you are a healer.
Well, that's a long story, but the simple answer to that is that it was just always in me, and it was just a gift that was coming out at a very young age. In my 20s, I was lucky enough to find teachers who could help me to develop my skills, such as clairvoyance and all the different psychic skills, such as clairvoyance and clairaudience and psychometry and all of that. And so that helped me a lot, and it really wasn't until I connected with my own indigenous ancestors, and, you know, not just my Mexican ancestors, but also my Scottish and European, and started having more awareness around how these healing gifts can be genetic and can kind of be passed in the blood and in the bones. And so a lot of the ways that I was gifted as a healer was also the ways that my great-grandmother was gifted and on down the line. So as somebody who's kind of a natural in the shamanic realms of working, kind of walking between the worlds and working with ancestors, this is something that my family on both sides have had gifts in for generations and generations back.
Maria, I understand that you have also interwoven the Western teachings of psychology and the indigenous. Can you talk about how those have been interweaved in your journey? And for people that are not familiar with what a medical intuitive or a clairvoyant medium is, could you briefly explain what that is?
Sure. So I have always been attracted to the healing arts in whatever form. And I will say that often, you know, when people have experiences in their lives that challenge them to grow, often very painful experiences, it can pop us into these kind of a committed path to turn those wounds into gifts. And that was the case for me. I came from a very traumatized childhood, and I saw a lot of misuse of power. So that made me very curious about Western psychology. And I do have my master's degree in counseling psychology. That was an important 3 years of study for me, because it helped me to understand what was happening for my different family members. And then it also helped me to see how misdiagnosis in that Western world of psychology is happening all the time. And so I already had the background with indigenous wisdom going into my psychotherapy training. And so I saw a lot of ways that clinically people were being misdiagnosed when really they were just talking to ancestors, or, you know, just needed a more of a shamanic ceremonial context to understand what was happening for them. So I'm really blessed that I had that background with indigenous tribes before my training. So I think I'll segue into describing what clairvoyant mediumship is from a context of the indigenous. And you know that intuition is a sixth sense in all human beings, and we all have it to different degrees, and we all have it in our own unique style. And so my style that was coming out was clairvoyance, and that means, it's French, right? It means clear seeing. And some people will, like myself, will have very strong clear seeing. And clear seeing happens from, if you talk about the chakra system, which is the Hindu a way of talking about the major meridian in our physical bodies and our energetic bodies that overlap our physical bodies. The brow chakra is the one that is attributed to clairvoyance, and that's right where you would think it would be, right between the eyebrows. But back, it's connected to our pineal gland. It can be witnessed if you actually scientifically hook somebody up to brain monitoring. When somebody goes into clear seeing, the brain waves change and the pineal gland behaves differently than if somebody was not having that intention to see clairvoyantly, but just to see with their, you know, physical eyes. And so that was my strongest gift. And I also am clairaudient, which is clear hearing, which is I will hear messages and get insight and information through audio messages that to me, it sounds like an inner voice guiding me or telling me information. And so, you know, these are skills that science has been studying for decades. But if you look at it indigenously, these are just normal human, you know, qualities that we all have. And we used to, you know, in the time of our ancestors, we were all raised to develop those gifts because they're very valuable in, you know, living in community and living in a village. Intuition was just as valued as critical thinking and analyzing. So we've really lost that today.
Maria, you are also the founder and the director of Nature Therapy and Rites of Passage Program at the Sacred Future School. Can you tell us something about the school and this program?
I'd love to. Yes, this is really the culmination of my life work and training, and it's really founded on my very strong commitment to, you could say, birth healthy, high integrity, authentic leaders into the world who know how to hold safe and sacred space for earth-based ritual work. And what's important about this is that, again, you know, when we look back to how our ancestors lived in community and how they created resiliency and health and balance psychologically and emotionally, and with their physical world in relationship in a balanced way with the earth and nature. Really, if you look at the cycle of ceremonial life that these indigenous tribes had, who are our ancestors, it was really due to these cycles of ceremonies that kept people healthy and in relationship with each other and the earth. And what I've seen in my studies and my own experience with, I've worked with 10 different traditional native tribes around the world, what I've seen over and over again is that nature-based ritual is the backbone for healthy communities. And my own personal experience participating in a number of spiritual groups and native ceremonies and, you know, and then even colleges and working with teachers throughout my life, I've witnessed a lot of misuse of power and misuse of that role of authority that comes with being a teacher, a leader, a mentor, a guide. Everybody right now can probably think about, you know, the world today or their own lives and start thinking of, you know, how they've witnessed this themselves, of how easy it is for power to become, like a greed for power can take human beings over, and it really pollutes the true transmission of leadership and what that role really is in community and how sacred that role is, because really it's a role of service. And so this certification program was founded on a desire to, number one, bring back earth-based ritual as a very real tool for healing and resiliency in community. And number two, this certification program is aimed at mentoring healthy, authentic, grounded, honest leaders. You know, if there was a nature church and there was a seminary for nature priests, this would be it.
Wow, it sounds really interesting. And we are talking with Maria L. Gutierrez today on Let's Create a Better World. She is a healer and a clairvoyant medium, also the founder and director of Nutritherapy and Rites of Passage Program at Sacred Future School. Maria, this is going to be the first show of the year, and a lot of people right now at this time are psychologically getting ready to clean the slate, set some resolutions. What kind of things can you suggest to our listeners that they might do to set an intention? Do you have some, I guess it would be like a recipe that you could offer to our listeners?
Absolutely. There's a number of rituals that can be done this time of year to honor the transformation that happens at this time of year. We just came through winter solstice, and at winter solstice time, you know, our ancestors and still today indigenous ceremonies are going on everywhere to welcome back the sun. And if you're in the southern hemisphere, it's the opposite, right? It's summer solstice. So it's the height of the renewal of life and giving thanks for that. And so in the northern hemisphere here, we are witnessing, you know, the leaves have fallen, the snows are starting to cover the earth, the rains are falling for many of us. I'm here in Parker, Arizona right now, where it's desert. What I'm seeing that the desert has a very beautiful winter expression, clear, crisp skies, and Colorado River here running by the house, these beautiful water birds flying and migrating. And so there's this natural, when we look to nature, we can get a hint of our own nature, our own wildness, and what we need to complete a cycle in our lives and welcome in a new cycle. And so these solstices are so much about a new cycle beginning. And to honor that, you know, so many of us, because of our very fast-paced Western culture of doing, going, you know, go, 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 and producer, consumer, you know, focus, that's so embedded in us. And so how do we kind of unplug from that right now and intentionally and consciously choose to do a nature-based ritual to honor? We've lived through a cycle of life, and we're about to step into a brand new cycle. And as we step into that cycle, we're not going to be anyone we've ever been before, the brand new us, with all of our life experience behind us to guide us, but nothing to limit us before us. And so one ritual that we can do is to actually like imagine that we are these trees that are dropping our leaves, and every leaf that we drop and that falls to the earth that cover where our roots, you know, our roots are under the ground, those leaves are fertilizer for new life to sprout. And what are they? What are we dropping? What can be composted right now so that we are clean, clear, and fresh stepping into the new year? And free to vision, you know, the blank canvas. What are we going to pull up to paint? And so what my partner and I will do is we'll sit down and we'll write down, you know, what we're releasing. And we'll burn that. We'll put it in the fire. And we'll watch that turn into ash. And when you do a ritual and you use the sacred fire in the ritual, that fire is purifying. And whatever is left over from burning, that ash is sacred. You know, that was a ritual fire. And so now you have the fertilizer for new life. And that ash can be used in further ritual work as a protection or to bless, you know, something. And so once you do the burning, you know, what are you releasing? And you put it in the fire. This could be like holding a stick and putting it all into a stick. You know, you can think about what you're releasing and then blow it into a stick or a piece of paper, or, you know, or you could write it down. And once that's burned, then my partner and I, what we do is we take a new clean piece of paper and we start visioning together. Okay, here we are. We're going into 2015. What is it that we know needs to happen in 2015 to create even more balance, even more connection with nature, even more sweetness in our relationship, even more integrity and honesty and dignity, the way we walk in the world. And then globally, what do we want for the world? What do we want for human consciousness? What do we want for the animals? And then what do we need for our own comfort and security as we move through our days doing the work that we're doing? What kind of support? So this is a really good time to stop and get intentionally sit down and make these lists and honor it in that way. When you do this in a group, it's even more powerful because then you can read these things out loud and have them witnessed by your friends or family. And this is part of why, you know, our ancestors and Native people today continue to do community ritual, because with the witnessing of others, it's just so potent. And there's something for us psychologically that happens when we are seen and heard without judgment, you know, just witness for what we are willing to do to release and what we're willing to call in. It really amplifies the prayers.
Wow, I want to really thank you, Maria, for sharing that. I'm just envisioning it and just thinking about it. It feels pretty powerful. If people want to explore Nature Therapy Rites of Passage program, how can they get more information? And is there some kind of a background that you need in order to participate? Or how can people find out more?
Well, this certification program is really designed for people who know that they are ready to step into leadership, but maybe they haven't had the support that they needed or mentorship that feels healthy for them. And so this program is designed for those people who are ready to receive very high integrity mentorship, for them to step into leadership and learn the skills of holding safe and sacred ritual space and become, you know, the nature priest for their community. So often it's like therapists or coaches or healers who have, you know, one-on-one practices, but they feel like, oh, it's time to step out into doing group work, ready to hold groups now or retreat, because there is a power that happens in the community that can't happen one-on-one. So if there's that kind of sense in your work, you know, oh, it's time to hold a group through a transformational rite of passage, I'm ready for that. And also, just for the person who feels that deep inner calling, right now we need healthy leaders, and our children need healthy mentors to look up to. We need healthy elders. Eldership isn't about age. It's about the quality of human being that you are and the path that you're walking. And that's just such a valuable, valuable part of community that we have been missing for a long time. So I really encourage anybody who feels the call to step into leadership in this way. You feel it calling from your bones. And you can reach Sacred Future School by simply going to our website. And that is www.sacredfuture.org. So www.sacredfuture.org. And you can also email me directly at contact@sacredfuture.org. My colleague, Kendra McKenna, she's our registrar. She will be responding to all inquiries about the program. And you can find out more specifics about, you know, schedule and curriculum. And we have an incredible team of just the highest integrity teachers and mentors who are teaching the same material at university level. So eco-psychologists and nature therapists and indigenous wisdom teachers and mentors. It's a beautiful team of people. It's a really, really amazing community to be a part of.
Well, Maria, we really want to thank you today for taking the time out of your vacation, calling us from Arizona. And we really look forward to having you come back on the show. I know you probably have some wonderful experiences to share with the community. And thank you very much for the work that you're doing. The very
critical
work that you're doing for the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Read the paper and the life they had. Each had a story from our own past. I heard them tell the stories of old, stories of when the buffalo roamed.
have been listening to Let's Create a Better World. I'm Navalina. Special thanks to our producer, Bobby Elias, and our guest, Maria Alba Gutierrez. Learn more about nature therapy and rites of passage at SafeTheFuture.org. Music by Albert from the Warrior Dancer CD called My Elder.
My elder,
before you go, show me all you know of the ways of old.
That was great. Evelina, you did a good job. Maria Al Gutierrez is fantastic. Thank her for me when you see her. That was a pre-recorded segment that Evelina interviewed Maria. Now, our next segment is going to be Evelina. Melina, our new co-host, doing a great job. And she is going to talk about some great suggestions on how you can live better.
And Happy New Year to you, Bobby. Today is the first show of 2015. And I'm very excited to be here with you. I wanted to share today some ways, these are little things that we can do to help us truly thrive in 2015. Personally, myself, I'm usually trying to figure out how to survive. And I think that if I shift my focus on thriving instead of surviving, it should be possibly a more exciting year. So do you have any New Year's resolution, Bobby, a goal that you have?
Thank you for asking that. Well, I'm very much into the show. First, my goal for the show is to make it one of the best shows in the world. And with your help and with the two great, great ideas that we have, Let's Create a Better World and Healthy Aging, Body, Mind, Spirit, with those two things, we have a lot to cover. And I want to make this one of the best shows in the world. For my own self, I want to really follow my dreams more. I'm already doing it. And to live even healthier than I have. And every day I get even a little better because there's so much information out there. Those are mine. And yours?
Well, I also want to work on my radio work on a professional level. But I would agree with you. For me, it's doing a little bit more exercise and eating healthier. I've improved in 2014, but I'm not exactly where I want to be yet. I want to be completely GMO-free and organic. So I've my work cut out for me and regular exercise. With that, we're going to go over for our listening audience ways that you can truly thrive in 2015. The first one is to wake up each morning and reach for something that actually feels good. Many times when we wake up, we immediately shift into, oh my God, I got to do this at the office, or I got to face my boss, or we tend to worry and we fall into anxiety about what's ahead of us. So if we teach our psyche that when our eyes open up, to focus on a thought of gratitude, something that makes you feel good, a memory, and accept the present moment. How many people would love to be able to wake up that aren't waking up? And so setting an intention and being okay that my day possibly may not be perfect, but whatever comes my way, I can face with love and joy. What has been your experience there, Bobby?
Thank you. That was wonderful. The grateful part is the one I deal with the most. I wake up and I always say, I'm so grateful for, and then I say the following thing. Number one, that I'm alive. Number two, that I'm in one piece health-wise, and I'm working to get healthier every single day, body, mind, and spirit. And I'm just grateful that I have what many people in third world countries and one-third of the world is poor. I'm grateful that I have a bed, a kitchen, a restroom, and things of that sort where most people don't have that around the world. So we're blessed. That's mine.
Great. The second thing is to feed our joy. We're used to feeding our bodies. Well, feeding your joy is an important aspect. There is science now that is coming out as we've evolved in the studies of our brain. And what they've discovered is that when you see things that are negative on the news or violent television, that it actually causes certain brain cells to shrink. So if there are people out there that are just prone to watching drama that is violent or news, they're just like news addicts, it's really a good thing to think about finding a new hobby, sewing, coloring, singing, walking, doing things that fuel your joy versus undermining your soul and causing your cell brains to shrink. So feeding your joy.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. And what I do to feed my joy is whenever something negative comes up, I erase it quickly as possible. I've gotten better and better at that because I'm really into mind power thoughts that we've had. I just try to keep away from negative things. And even better yet, Evelina, I try to stay away from toxic people and toxic situations. No bad TV, no junk, everything positive. That's mine.
And that leads us to the next thing we can do is spending some time being spiritual every day. It doesn't have to be hours on end. It could be something as simple as 10 minutes. Listen to a guided meditation. We now have smartphones that have applications, and you can actually download for free guided meditations. You can pray. You can contemplate. Things like taking a walk just for 10 minutes, doing a run, taking a yoga class, doing something that helps you feel good both physically and spiritually, minimally a few times a week. But if you could do a few minutes a day, that would really help things out.
That's a strong one. I really agree with that a lot. Every day I do meditation. I breathe deeply. If I can only go 5 minutes, I'll do at least five. If I can go more, all the better. Breathe deep, hold it, and let it out. And as you're breathing in, think of good, positive love, beauty. As you're breathing out, you're getting rid of anything that's negative. I also go walking nature. I believe in that. And music is also wonderful. Music is healing.
I think this is sort of the unrealized power, which is our creative power. Many people think that because they're not experts at something, they're not creative. However, creativity comes in many forms. Creativity could be in preparing a meal, tending to a garden, creating crafts with children, writing in a journal, painting, singing, playing an instrument. Even if you're not a professional guitar player, it all counts. So finding time to nurture your creative self.
Wow, that's great. Beautiful. I'm into dance. I'm a dance instructor. Mm-hmm. And that is so beautiful. Dancers live longer than anyone. I'm also into yoga, not as proficient as I am in dance, but yoga is also another cousin of meditation, where we are doing exercise. Our body, our muscles are all in sync, and we're just spiritual with the highest powers in the world. Yoga is so, so good. Those are the main two things that I do, as well as others that you mentioned.
And our last one is to commit in 2015 to listening to your inner guidance. Many times, especially women, we don't tend to honor our intuition, which we know women have very strong intuition because they're in charge of the babies and the future. So know what feels good and what does not feel good, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in a situation, and honor that. So that, I think, takes practice because sometimes we're raised to believe that when you get an emotional charge, you're told that that's negative, but something's telling you that something's not right. So I would say it takes constant vigilant awareness on the ways that we self-sabotage our intuition process because it's all about energy. It's all about creativity that's flowing through us. So commit to listening in 2015 to your inner guidance and honoring it.
Great. I believe in all that. People don't realize that they have enormous intuition in their own sight. Everybody has it. So use it. Take advantage of it. Listen to your gut. Listen to yourself. You can make decisions by yourself if you work on it. And the more you work on deep breathing, the more you work on intuitiveness, the more you work on staying positive, saying good things, it'll come in naturally. Finally, I noticed that you're right about women. your guest today, Maria, was wonderful. She's a healer and intuitive. And my two favorite psychics that I've had on our show, given us great predictions, which I'll mention in my little segment coming up, they're women. I love women. I think women are great on this planet. We need more women power in this world.
So I'll just summarize them one more time. Ways to truly thrive in 2015. Wake up each morning, reach for something that actually feels good, whether it's a thought, a memory, a sense of gratitude. Feed your joy. Take a walk. Do something that fuels you. Turn off the television. Turn off the news. Spend some time being spiritual. Create and commit to listening to your inner guidance.
Beautiful. All right. The next segment, I'm going to talk for a little while about a number of things. And by the way, for our listeners to know, Evelina has a recording studio in Santa Rosa, California. I'm doing this on my phone to her studio. And we're doing this actually on New Year's Eve. So this is great. And it's going to come out, of course, Saturday. We're going to do, from time to time, shows that we can do pre-recorded. Other times, we'll do them live at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturdays. Or you could say 11 a.m. Pacific time. So I want to talk about the great future that we have on this show to make it one of the best shows in the world. Let's create a better world. We're going to come up with great, great guest speakers, researchers, scientists, and people that talk about all the things that are going to happen in this world. Then, more important than that, solutions. And that's not easy. How do you change a world that's going bad? Not easy at all. But there are little ways that we can do that, and I'm going to talk about those in the next few minutes. Then, as far as body, mind, spirit, and healthy aging, living longer, we're going to check into the new technology, the new machines that are out there, the lasers, the science. We're going to go into that more and more, as well as all the regular health things to do, how to eat better, how to exercise more, how to live longer, period, in so many different ways. So it's going to be an all-around show, and one of the reasons that Gary asked me to do this show is because I am kind of like Gary. I'm into so many different areas, and so is Evelina. That's what I like about her. And this show is all around everything that you need, which is talk about the world, talk about yourself, your own life, and what you can do. Your thoughts on that, Evelina?
I think the more holistic we are, the more that we take into consideration that our body needs to be well, our mindset needs to be well, and that our spirit needs to be well. That is the future. The future is about holistic thinking, holistic practices, and I think it's for all ages of life. Many people tend to disregard children and youth in those areas. However, the science is that whatever happens to us as children and as youth, it comes out later on. So I think it's also these practices should be for everybody.
Great, beautiful. All right, we just talked about how let's create a better world, number one. Number two, how to live longer. How can we change the world? Over the last year, I've had a number of guests. One of the first guests made comments about how we can have a better world was a cleanser from Hawaii. I believe her name was Cindy Sellers, yes. And she is renowned, one of the world's best healers through using cleansing purposes. She is wonderful. When she came to some of the health shows here a year and a half, 2 years ago, she stole the show. She stole the event. So many people thought her talk was one of the best, if not the best. She felt that if you cleanse yourself, if you have your body together, that means your mind is together. If more people were more positive and thought more clearly, we could have a better world. That was her thought. Other people have come up with ideas about how we need change, how we can make a better world through being an activist, joining a group. In other ways, calling your legislators, your government officials, calling leaders, calling people that run organizations. And another way, finally, a thought that I had was social media. Back some years ago, Howard Dean, about 12 years ago or so, 15 years ago, he used the social media to start a group called Move On. I don't know if you remember that, Evelina.
MoveOn.org.
Yes. That's it. Thank you. And he used the internet to get lots of people to join that group. Then President Obama used it to run his first election so he could be president. And he used the youth and the people that had computers to do that. And they did it. And they won. It's going to happen more and more. Here's another one for you. In the Middle East, during the crisis and the revolutions over there, young people from one country to the other were talking about what they're doing in their country and giving each other thoughts and ideas and teamwork on how they could overthrow some of the dictators and make change. And you know what? They did. So the power of the internet is really, really strong. Your thoughts on that, Evelina?
Well, I'm going to play devil's advocate because while I think the internet has been very empowering, I'm in total agreement with you, Bobby. I also think social media has sort of disenfranchised a lot of people because now, yes, instead of being face-to-face, now people just go on Facebook. And so I know that there's a lot of psychological problems where people are feeling more depressed because they're not getting that interaction and energy that happens when you come together face-to-face in a room. So I think it's like anything, it's all about balance.
I agree with you. And so if you balance what both of us just said, there is a way to do something. You know what it is, Evelina? I think that people become like with alcohol, with drugs, and now I think people are addicted to social media, addicted to their computer, to emails, and then a lot of kids are addicted to texting. So that is bad. You're absolutely right. Good point. Thank you. All right. In the future, we're going to have on this show more about what's going to happen. There's a lot of people on this station, Progressive Radio Network, and other progressive and open-minded so-called liberal stations are predicting doom. There's going to be solar problems. There's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be lots of horrible things happening. Climate change is going to ruin the world. And I understand all of those things. But I have talked to people on the Mayan prophecy. I've checked into Nostradamus. In many of the native countries, there's wise people there. There's people that psychics, there's people that make predictions, there's shamans. And many, many of the top people are coming up and saying, yes, we're going to go through a bad period, but we've already gone through a lot of bad period, and the tide is changing. For example, on this show about 6 weeks ago, Joseph Ross, astute, renowned astrologer and psychic, said that I believe it's Saturn going into Scorpio to Sagittarius on December 24th. Is going to make a big change because the last 2.5 years have been bad, crazy. Well, the next 2.5 years are going to be better because the alignment of the stars. And I believe in that. And so I look for a better, better future. Your thoughts, Evelina?
Well, I also subscribe to the many indigenous cultures that speak to these times that the turmoil and the changes are a purification representing a shift in consciousness. So that has positive to it. I agree with you. But I still think that we also have some very practical changes coming, which is climate change that has already caused much disruption in many millions of people's lives and their ability to survive. So, again, it's about balance.
Now, the two psychics that I've had on this show are both renowned, and both of them have had a track record that's unbelievable. One of them is even into spirit talk, where she stands in a room in front of people and calls out names. And somebody raises their hand, and she tells that person, oh, was that your aunt? Yes, it was. And she tells them all about the ways they got along together, etc. I know a lot of people that are religious do not subscribe or believe to psychics or of that whole element, and I understand that. But we're going to talk about that on the future shows. We're going to talk about, is reincarnation real or not, and why? We're going to have experts talking about that. We're going to talk about the world as it is now and what can happen to it in the future, the good and the bad. So we have a lot of great things to go. Now, Evelina, we're pre-recording this, and let's you and I go back and forth on your ideas for this show and just what you would like to see done for radio, for the media, for Progressive Radio Network, and your part to take part in this show and what we can offer people.
First of all, Bobby, I'm very honored and grateful for your invitation to participate with you. For me, what's exciting is to have more progressive women of color on the radio. Many times these kind of formats are more dominated by male voices, and we do know that along with the cleansing and the purification of the time, the elders have also said that this is the time of the female, the goddess rising. and that women would take a very big, significant role, because women are basically in charge of the future generations by birthing and nurturing life, and also Mother Earth. So I think that recently in, I believe it's Bolivia, they've actually passed a resolution giving Earth her rights, the first time in history where Mother Earth actually is acknowledged as a living organism. So I'm looking forward to finding my voice as a woman of color and helping bring out the voice of Mother Earth, because without her, we are not going to be able to go very far.
Beautiful. I would love to see you come up with some great ideas about indigenous culture, about women's culture, about what you just finished saying. So far, you and I are getting along really, really well, and that's why I'm also blessed just to have you on this show, because you're able to help with so many different ways, and I think the two of us make a great 1-2 punch. So I want our listeners to give us a chance to show you what a great show that we can do. We talked about women. I'd like to say that I grew up with a strong mother. My dad was an alcoholic. He worked hard, and during research, I found that a lot of people of color, a lot of poor people, period, men that go out and work hard, and they come back home and they have low pay, the family struggles. A lot of these men tend to get to drinking or drugs or abuse, and part of it is because the life they're leading with the kind of work they're doing, they don't see a great future in things of that sort. I saw that happen to my mother and father, and it was kind of a dysfunctional family. I'm not afraid to tell you that. My mother was so strong, though, and I remember in the 70s, young man, I remember the women's marches, the women's movement. Gloria Steinem was the leader of that group, and there were some other great women, and now there's groups like Code Pink that have come out, and many, many others. And one of the things in this show, for your information, for everyone, is we are very strong about women's rights, how the women are being in the services, women are being raped and sexually abused, and nothing happens because it's an old boys network. Not only that, but young women are brought in to the Caribbean, to Atlanta, Georgia, to come in here, and 100,000 women a year come in, young women, and they become sexual slaves. This is wrong. This is bad. We've talked about this in the past year, and we're going to talk more about women's rights, civil rights, the rights of the poor. We're going to talk about Poverty Inc., the movie that just came out. In fact, Evelina and I are going to be showing the movie. We have three locations that we're looking at. One I think we have for sure, and the other two we're still working on, I believe. Poverty Inc. is a great two-hour movie, and it tells you the story of the poverty, the poor people, the homeless, and why it is set that, and what we can do about it. It also talks about the several steps, how at the bottom are the people, and above the bank is Wall Street, and above Wall Street is the Federal Reserve. And if you have to put something above them, it would be the small fraction, 1% that are ruling the country money-wise. So we have a lot to talk about. Your thoughts on that, Evelina?
Well, very curious. You talk about the time of the women's civil rights and women's rights, and I believe that women have come full circle from that movement, because as they believe that their liberation was going to come from entering the corporate workforce, they're now discovering that they really enjoy staying at home and raising their children instead of paying somebody to raise their children. So it's going to be an interesting year, because I think we're starting to see more and more people go back to homeschooling, go back to staying at home moms, and even staying at home dads. It's interesting to see men take a more active role in raising their children instead of just going out 10 hours a day, bringing back the paycheck, you know, relaxing, watching TV. Men are starting to change diapers and stay at home because the industry of in-home based business is growing by leaps and bounds. So I think it's going to be an exciting year.
Yes, and more things that we're going to talk on this show besides creating a better world, besides healthy aging and body, mind, spirit. We're going to talk about gay rights. We're going to talk about how this world is upside down and why. Give solutions to all these things. We're going to talk about nature, how people need to take a walk every day, go out to a lake, go out to a forest, go out to a place with your animals. Love your animals. We're also deeply into animal rights. And one of the best shows we ever had was November the 1st. If you want to go back and look in the archives, and let me tell you how to get to the archives, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Evelina, because I believe the way we get into the archives is through PRN.fm, and then you go to shows, S-H-O-W-S, not archives. Used to be archives, now it's shows. The show you want, you look for it. If you want Gary Null's show, hit Gary Null. If you want our show, hit Let's Create a Better World. Then you have to have the date of the show. In this case, I recommend a show on November the 1st. We're going to have again, either as a rerun or we're going to interview this lady again. Her name is Ellie. She runs a place called Gentle Barn. To me, I've heard and met many, many people that were into animal abuse. And she's about as good as, if not better than anyone I've ever met. Talking about how they take the most abused animals to their place. I mean, the most abused, the ones that other havens will not take. It's a better therapy than I've seen for most humans. All these machines they have, and they do the water thing. They do, I'm not even going to name all the things. They do so many things that's unbelievable to get these animals rehab. But the bottom line is, and this is what I believe in, Evelina, I like your thoughts on the word love. The bottom line is they believe in love. They give so much love to the animals. The animals give love back. So I highly recommend, if you want to live longer, get an animal. Pet it, love it, hug it. Another way to live longer is give hugs to people, human beings, your family. Some cultures give more, some give less. But if you want to live longer, those are two little ways right there. Your thoughts on what I just said?
I think there's actually science that has proven that people that have animals or dogs or cats either live longer or have less stressful lives. In petting them, there's a lot of endorphins that are produced. We have to walk our dogs. We live in an apartment and we don't have a backyard. So our dog by nature forces us to take those breathers to go get that sunshine. So there's a lot of positive aspects about having a loving pet in your life.
Yes, you know, Evelina, this show is one of the better shows because we're getting into everything. You had a great guest on and your points on everything were good, talking about the future. And I want our listeners to know, try to keep a positive mind for the future. Try to be grateful in the morning. Do your meditation or do a walk. Drink a lot of water when you wake up. Have more juices. Eat more organic food. Eat more vegetables, more fruits. Again, I can't stress how juice is so important. You know, on YouTube, three of the most popular DVDs that Gary has on there on YouTube are Joy of Juicing, Death by Medicine is on big, Seeds of Death, which is about the GMO issue, that's on there, and a few others that are really popular. His whole social media is so huge, and 166 countries, Evelina, are tuned in to social media by Gary Null. Some of them come to the radio show, some don't, of course, but the radio show, the numbers are picking up a lot. My show has picked up a lot, and I'm very happy and proud of that. And we're going to continue to grow. So we're going to have a song called Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Judy Garland, famous song from years and years ago before our time. I want to also thank the people that were key to this show. I want to thank Evelina for being a great co-host. I want to thank our guest, Maria Al-Gutierrez, a medical intuitive healer who did a great job and gave me great advice on the new year. Then I want to thank the New York producer, Jason. I want to thank Casey, does a lot of great work over there. I want to thank the engineer that's putting this show together, Sharon, works on the staff over there. I want to thank our Los Angeles producer, Jimmy D, our associate producer, Stuart Hassel. I want to thank you, the people that listen to this show, and I encourage you to listen again. For the next few weeks, we have more great stuff for you. A great song coming up, and it's going to be a positive show, so stay tuned to it. Thank you.
You know what Miss Gus says she was going to do to Toto? She says she
now,
was going to...
Now, Dorothy, dear, stop imagining things. You always get yourself into a fret over nothing. Now, you just help us out today and find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble.
Some place where there isn't any trouble. Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto? There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.
A lullaby. Some dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you